From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Police in Dhaka, Bangladesh say that gunmen have attacked a restaurant in the diplomatic zone and taken hostages. The U.S. State Department confirmed on Twitter the hostage situation is taking place at the Holy Artisan Bakery in the diplomatic enclave. Lori Ann Walsh is the principal of the American Standard International School in Dhaka. She lives about a block away and told us that armed men took over the bakery Friday night and then began shooting at police.
The baker, who is an Italian national, and his wife were shot. I understand that they didn't die. They're just very injured. And since then, they've been holding any of the foreigners that were in there at the time, which is about 20 people, as hostages. The police are trying to get control of the situation, but I don't believe they've done so as yet. I can see groups of people from my balcony, and about at least 20 to 30 people. I imagine a lot of those are news reporters down there as well. And you can see the police, walking around the street. You can hear shots occasionally. And you can see people running when there's something actually going on at the moment.
For more on this story, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. The Obama administration says it has mistakenly killed 116 civilians in drone strikes in countries where the United States is not at war. A released report Friday covers drone strike deaths that occur in places outside what the administration called areas of active hostility. That includes strikes in Pakistan, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia, but not ones in Afghanistan, Iraq, or Syria. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says she plans to accept the recommendations of career employees and federal agents looking into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. Speaking at a summit in Colorado on Friday, Lynch insisted that career agents and investigators with the Department of Justice are acting independently, and that their probe predates her tenure as Attorney General.
And as I've always said, that this matter would be handled by the career people who are independent. They live from administration to administration. Their role is to follow the facts and follow the law and make a determination as to what happened and what those next steps should be.
Lynch said it was perfectly reasonable for people to question her impromptu meeting earlier this week with former President Bill Clinton, the presidential candidate's husband. Many Republican lawmakers say the meeting might have compromised the email investigation, which they had said was not being handled impartially. President Barack Obama said Friday that an effective vaccine for the Zika virus could be developed in fairly short order if Congress approves the budget needed for the research and the vaccine itself. Speaking at the White House after meeting with U.S. health officials, Mr. Obama called on Congress to pass legislation that would pay for the research.
We have not seen the House and the Senate come together in a sensible way to put forward the dollars that we have requested, that have been budgeted, to get the job done.
The Obama administration has submitted a budget request of $1.9 billion to the Congress. The president is trying to press lawmakers to pass a Zika prevention bill before they leave for summer vacation. The mosquito-borne virus has been linked to a birth defect called microcephaly, in which babies are born with unusually small heads and brains. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 4 infants have been born with birth defects related to the Zika virus in the United States, including in Hawaii and New Jersey. Austria's highest court has overturned the results of a presidential election, citing procedural irregularities and ordering a rerun to be held in September or October. The final vote count showed former Green Party politician and ecologist Alexander Van der Bellen narrowly ahead of the right-wing Freedom Party candidate Eurosceptic Norbert Hofer. The court found no evidence the result was manipulated, but said that rule violations on counting were sufficiently serious to order a rerun. For more on these stories, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.